Jag Matuhu, all proceeded along. Translation and purport by His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Jai! You don't have to say me joy, but you can say to Srila Prabhupada joy. That's how it goes. Translation. Both the queens of the king Uttanapad, namely Suniti and Suruchi, along with his other son Uttama, appeared in the procession. The queens were seated on a palanquin, responsibly pleased as it is. Both the queens of the king Uttanapad, namely Suniti and Suruchi, along with his other son, Uttama, appeared in the procession. The queens were seated on a palanquin. Purport. After the departure of Dhruva Maharaj from the palace, the king was very afflicted. But by the kind words of Saint Narada, he was partially satisfied. He could understand the great fortune of his wife Suniti and the great misfortune of Queen Suruchi. For these facts were certainly very open in the palace. But still, when the news reached palace that Dhruva Maharaj was returning, his mother Suniti, out of her great compassion and due to being the mother of a great Vaishnava, did not hesitate to take the other wife, Suruchi, and her son Uttama on the same palanquin. That was the greatness of Queen Suniti, the mother of the great Vaishnava Dhruva Maharaj. Wonderful. Om Ganati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaham Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangulangayate Girim Jatkipa Tamaha Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinim Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Naminem Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashyatya Desacharini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Both the queens of King Uttanapada, namely Suniti Suruchi, along with his other son Uttama, appeared in the procession. The queens were seated on a palanquin. So friends, it is nice to see you all after long celebrations such as Janmashtami. Right next day of Janmashtami, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. It was so wonderful, and right after a couple of days we also soured the causeless mercy, the nectar from His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who is one of the initiating gurus of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. His Vyas Puja. So one after another, we are really fortunate to hound after the nectar, those who are interested, or those who have interest to hound after the nectar like honeybee, they only look for the nectar. Those who are not interested, they are subsided. So, those who are fortunate, they hound such nectar. Yes? Is it so? So this Nityam Bhagavat Seva is also, every day we get nectar. Every day reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, we also get nectar. Sometimes we find more devotees, sometimes we find less devotees, but just two, more or less, devotees are hounding after nectar, not the karmis. That's the difference between the karmis and the devotees. So here, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has clearly mentioned that when King Uttanapada heard from a messenger that that Dhruva Maharaj is still alive instead of he being feasted by the ferocious animals in the forest. Because the king almost lost his faith that once his 5-year infant has gone to the forest, he's finished. He wouldn't be there. Because the ferocious animals must have eaten him up. But fortunately, the little Dhruva was 100% protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Exclusive shelter he got. After his 6 months prayer, after he achieved his desired goal, he was successful in all his desires. He was very much successful. Everything was fulfilled by the Supreme Lord. Although Srila Prabhupada says that the spiritual and material both does not go together. But here, in case of Dhruva Maharaj, it is very exception. Not only his desire to rule the earthly planet was not only fulfilled, but also his spiritual desire also was fulfilled. Lord was so kind to his devotees. So when the message was being heard by King Uttanapada by the messenger, he was completely excited. Just being excited, he gave a precious necklace, very precious necklace to him. And after that, still he was not satisfied. But when Narada Muni came and to see the condition of the king, then and he heard that Dhruva is 100% protected and that he is returning back after finishing his mission, that he is returning back to home, the king was overwhelmed in ecstasy. He was overwhelmed in ecstasy. When the message went to the palace, the queen also, the queen Suniti, his mother, was completely excited. Thus, the king went by the chariot to welcome his son Dhruva. The queens also came by the palanquin. Actually, Dhruva being abused by Suruchi, she was not coming, but out of compassion, as Srila Prabhupada has mentioned over here in his purport, The palanquin Queen Suniti took, she also welcomed Suruchi. So does his stepbrother Uttama. Thus all of them, they went to welcome Dhruva Maharaj. Seeing Dhruva Maharaj, they were very happy. In fact, further we'll read, Uttanapad was hugging, kissing, smelling his head, holding him very strong, and so forth. In this way, all were happy. As Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the beginning of his purport, the king was very afflicted. The material affliction comes to the conditioned souls, as Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has mentioned. The conditioned souls afflicted by the three modes of material nature, they suffer. But out of the causeless mercy of a pure devotee or the spiritual master, he becomes so compassionate that he uplifts, because he gets the benediction from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, being the direct representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He uplifts the conditioned souls. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, that Prahlad Maharaj, out of his compassion, he was praying to Lord Narasingadev, saying that, "O my dear Lord Narasingadev, I could see that there are many, many great saintly persons. They go to Himalaya. They try to liberate themselves to go back home, back to Godhead. But whereas they don't show their compassion to these big, big hellish cities, towns, and so forth. But my dear Lord, not only I am interested to be liberated by myself, but also I want to liberate these fools and rascals. I want to liberate these fools and rascals." It shows the compassion of a pure devotee. Being the Vaishnavas, if we do not have compassion for others, then there is no meaning of saying Vaishnava. Why? Because Vaishnava is paradukhe dukhi. If we have no compassion for others, in others dukha we are not dukhi. And if we do not try to uplift such conditioned souls, then what is the use of our practicing for many, many years of Krishna consciousness? What is the use? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nahi, emana dayala data. There is no such personality in three worlds like these two brothers, such as Nityananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That these two personalities are so kind, they are so compassionate, afflicted by three modes of material nature, these jivas are suffering. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that when he passed through even Jaraikhand forest, he was trying to uplift the poor animals, ferocious animals such as tigers, deer, snakes, birds, reptiles. Srila Prabhupada says that at least we being human beings must try to uplift the conditioned human beings. Then our practice of Krishna consciousness will be sublime. Otherwise, no. He who is Krishna conscious, he should give that priceless gift to the other conditioned souls. Then there is a success of one's life. In fact, Srila Prabhupada says, if I can make one pure devotee in my lifetime, then my mission is complete. Then my mission is complete. So friends, we do not know who is going to be amongst us, who is going to be pure devotee, who will carry out the mission of Lord Chaitanya. Who will carry out the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So therefore, we must try to exchange our higher truths to others, our Krishna consciousness to others. Maschita madgata prana bodhayanti paraspara kathayantascha mam nityam tusyanticha ramanticha. So this tusyanticha ramanticha has to come from us, because we are the via media. Although the spiritual master is via media between us and Krishna, but still the spiritual master has given us special mercy. He has empowered us. He has fixed the wings by which we can fly. We can fly. He has given us that ability. As Krishna says, I am the ability in the man. He has given us this ability. The spiritual master has given us the ability by which we can fly. We can go to the conditioned souls. We can make them Krishna conscious. We can bring them to Krishna's lotus feet. We know from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about the pastimes of Lord Nityananda of Jagai and Madhai. Everybody knows, yes? Everybody knows how Jagai and Madhai, they're rascals, rogues. They are so sinner. Their sinful activities had no boundary that they have committed. Lord Nityananda was so compassionate. Actually, Haridas Thakur, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Sri Radharas Viharji Lalita Visakadevi Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Actually, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they both were preaching in Navadvip. They knew just wherever they were going, they were chanting. Everybody, they are chanting and making everybody chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. They were chanting Hare Krishna. So when they came to a crowd, they saw that Jagai and Madhai, they both were together. They are very notorious rascal. They are causing some problem in the village. So knowing so, Thakur Haridas was pushing to Nityananda Prabhu, saying, "You go first, my dear Lord." And Nityananda Prabhu was pushing to Thakur Haridas. And Thakur Haridas said, "My dear Lord Nityananda, how many times you want to push me forward? A layer of, many layers of skin is being peeled from my back. I am abused by these rogues and rascals. Many layers of skins is being peeled from my back. I was beaten such a way. So why are you pushing me forward, my dear Lord? Please, you go fast. You go fast. See how the pure devotees are so compassionate. So at this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu rushed in the crowd and followed by Haridas Thakur. They both went. And Nityananda Prabhu, what he did? He said, my dear friends, please chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So what happened? The business of the rascals is to do the mischievous activities. So at this, Madhai took that clay pot and he smashed on the head of Nityananda Prabhu. And it was bleeding. It was bleeding. But still Nityananda Prabhu, he was not even a pinch of disturbance was seen in him. He said, it doesn't matter what you did, my dear rascal. But still, come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and chant Hare Krishna. I wouldn't mind even though it is bleeding. Even though it is bleeding. So, when Jagai saw just now such magnanimous personality, he's showing his compassion. Dekho ore bhai tribhuvane nai emana dayal data. Such magnanimous person is not being found in three worlds. Such personality is showing compassion. Just see, he is wounded and it is bleeding, but still he is saying, please chant Hare Krishna. What a wonderful person is he. That Nityananda Prabhu. So then, Madhai Singh Sojasana, his heart was changed. Sorry, his Jagai is seeing, so his heart was changed. And but at the same time the message was gone to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to the scenario, he saw Jagai was, Nityananda Prabhu was wounded, still it was bleeding. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was really furious. He invited his Sudarshan Chakra and he wanted to chop the head of this rascal. But Nityananda Prabhu was so compassionate, he said, just, my dear Lord, you are the most compassionate person that you have come with your mission. We know in battle of Kurukshetra, just like when Arjuna was going to be killed, that day Bhishma Dev was very furious, he was fighting really furiously. And he, in fact, he took a vow that he is going to kill Arjuna today. That he was going to kill. So, that was fierce fight between Arjuna and Bhishma Dev. The entire battlefield was completely silent, they were watching. The demigods and demigoddesses, they were all watching. All the Rathis, Atirathis, Maharathis, they were all watching the fierce fight. Then when Arjuna was completely made flat by Bhishma Dev, Krishna saw his brother-in-law, his friend, his great devotee, he's going to be finished. Krishna couldn't take it. Therefore the Lord is so kind, he goes out of his way to protect his devotees. He's so compassionate, He wanted to protect his devotees. So what he did, he took the wheel of the broken chariot and he wanted to smash Bhishma Dev. He wanted to smash Bhishma Dev. But Krishna had promised what? He did not wanted to take any weapon. He told in the beginning when Duryodhan and Arjuna both were there. Duryodhan became very happy that his sena, all his soldiers, all his weapons were being taken away by Duryodhan. He was very happy. He was thinking Arjuna is a fool. Arjuna is a fool, just he has nothing. Then Krishna said, "My dear Arjuna, you see, Duryodhan came and he took away all my weapons, all my soldiers. They're expert in fighting, and your Akshanis are less, and their Akshanis are more. And on the contrary, just now he added my soldiers, my weapons, and everything." So Arjuna said, "My dear Lord, when you are there, everything is there. When you are there, we know just when Krishna or Arjuna are there, there is victory, there is knowledge, there is victory, there is all auspiciousness and so forth." So, coming back to the point that Arjuna was being showered the causeless mercy by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So coming to the senses, Arjuna immediately caught hold of the lotus feet of Lord Hari, Krishna, said, "My dear Lord, you have promised that you are not going to take any weapon." So then Krishna put down the chariot wheel. Yes, even if the Lord going out of his way to just to protect his devotees was there, just but still becoming instrument, his devotee, his pure devotee, he tried to keep the vow of the Lord. So the point is that likewise Sudarshan Chakra was invited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to kill this Jagai and Madhai, but Lord Nityananda, being compassionate to these two wretched Jagai and Madhai, he came and then he tried to stop the Lord, saying that, "My dear Lord, you have your mission, that you have came to show your compassion. Please do not kill these rascals." So finally, by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these two Jagai and Madhai, they became great devotees. We can also see the compassion of the devotee. It is explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Vasudev Dat. This Vasudev Dat is such a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he, because of his leper disease, a bug from his body, from his wounded place, came out and it was dropped on the floor. Vasudev Dat, what he did, and he took it and put it back in the same place. He was to be protected, the poor insect to be protected. He was so compassionate. In fact, at the expense of his life, he said, if the whole world would be protected, the entire world's conditioned souls will be protected, I don't mind. So the thing is that, but seeing the devotion of this Vasudev Dat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showered his causeless mercy. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Kurmadesh, so he, Vasudev Dat, heard about that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming. So what he did, he wanted to see very badly. He was completely absorbed in thoughts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, next day, when Vasudev Dat came to see him, the next day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left that place. But Vasudev Dat was so disappointed by not seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was thinking how unfortunate he was. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knowing the heart of the devotees, he immediately returned back. And he returned back and he gave a big hug to Vasudev Dat. And his, for the result, his entire body's wound of the leper was completely vanished. It was completely vanished. And after that, Vasudeva Dutt, he understood that he, not only that, he became very beautiful, beautiful looking. But Vasudeva Dutt was very unhappy. He was thinking that just I will be proud of my beautiful form, beautiful body. So knowing so, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you simply chant incessantly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and engage others chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Your pride of your beauty will be subsided. Your pride of your beauty will be subsided. So this is the compassion of the pure devotees. This is the compassion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That they sow to the conditioned souls. So Srila Prabhupada has mentioned here that but still, when the news reached the palace that Dhruva Maharaj was returning his mother Suniti out of the great compassion and due to being the mother of a great Vaishnava, did not hesitate to take the other wife Suruchi and her son Uttama on the same palanquin. We know the big discrimination between Suniti and Suruchi, both the queens of King Uttanapad. One is mother, other is stepmother. Of course, the stepmother Suniti was so in the beginning she was so cruel, hard-hearted, for whose hardness Dhruva Maharaj had to leave. But anyway, that was the bone for Dhruva Maharaj. But despite Suniti became so atrocious, still when Dhruva's return was being heard by them, Suniti took in the same palanquin not only Suruchi but also he took Uttama, both of them. This is the Vaishnava compassion. So if we have compassion, then we must try to give that compassion by the causeless mercy of our spiritual master. That which we get, we should try to distribute that to the conditioned souls so that others will be benefited, just like Suniti and Uttama, they both are getting benefit from Suruchi. Then our mission will be completed. Then our mission will be successful. If we want success of our life, we must try to surrender to the Supreme Lord wholeheartedly. We must try to surrender to our spiritual master's order. We must try to keep up our devotional service as it is intact, without fail. Then only we can be successful in our mission. Otherwise, no. Otherwise, no. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dhruva Maharaj was only exclusively thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was only thinking about the Supreme Lord. Just like, what is that person? Jad Bharat. Jad Bharat, he never thought, when he became Jad Bharat, he came as Jad Bharat, he never thought nothing else. He remained completely mauna, and he was only thinking, meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead precisely. So Dhruva Maharaj, what he was chanting? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's all. He was remembering exclusively to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पाद सेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्षम आत्मनिवेदनम. इन फैक्ट श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज आउट ऑफ दिस नाइन प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस एनी वन ऑफ देम वी एग्जीक्यूट दैट वी विल गेट बेनिफिट वी विल अपलिफ्ट आवर सेल्व्स बट स्टिल देयर इज ऑल्सो इट इज देयर दैट श्रवणम कीर्तनम इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर दिस एज ऑफ कली. So we must try to chant Hare Krishna and make others chant Hare Krishna. In this way we can show our compassion to others. That is the medicine for this age of quarrel, hypocrisy and materialism. And if we cannot give that medicine, then we cannot help ourselves, we cannot help others. Hare Krishna. Any questions and comments? Rakes.
Hare Krishna. I have a question.
Yes, you have a question. I know that.
The subject matter is a spiritual master.
What is that?
Subject matter is spiritual master. I understand that spiritual master, when he descends to the earth, he carries with him a long rope. And the one end of the rope is tied to the lotus feet of Krishna. And the other end, he lowers in the well of material existence.
Mm-hmm.
And asks the conditioned souls to hold it on tightly so that, you know, he lifts the conditioned souls out from outside the well. But there are not many takers for the rope.
What there could be not many?
Many takers to the rope. Means only very few people hold the rope. And why it is so?
Srila Prabhupada says, Ebam Parampara Praptam is that disciplic succession is like an unbroken chain. And those who are connected within this unbroken chain, if that chain is little bit, we try to shake it, the entire parampara or that entire chain is becomes shaky. But the bottom line is that Eirupe Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bees. There are so many jivas, they come in contact with the spiritual master. There are so many. But he who is Bhagyavan, he who is fortunate, only he holds that chain or the rope. Not all of them. In fact, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to Western world, he initiated 8,000 to 10,000. But he had many followers. But even out of them, just very handful of them left in all over the world. After Srila Prabhupada, the present gurus, they have initiated also many, hundreds and thousands. But very, very handful of them, just they remain exclusively following the order of the spiritual master. Those who are following that, they only hold that rope. Those who try to take it seriously, the order of the spiritual master, those who try to carry out the order of the spiritual master, those who are serious about the spiritual master, they take it. Because they are the Bhagyavan, they are the fortunate souls. And unless we have that good fortune, we may not. Now the question is just, now the point is that why is that? Because they are not that fortunate. And they have not taken it so seriously. Prabhupada says, when the fan is switched off, still it spins. That means their karma is still there. They have not eliminated that. The fan is completely not stopped. That means their entire karma, they have to make some certain proceedings so that they can proceed forward. Spiritual master gives us the ability, he takes the karma, but still the fan is, as Srila Prabhupada says, the fan is still spinning. So that spinning part has to be eliminated by making effort of the disciple. So if they don't, so they don't remain in the same disciplic succession, they flee. So therefore they do not become that fortunate.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna, see, those who are only fortunate, they get the Bhakti Lata Bija, correct? Yes. Then, is it only a coincidence that they get the Bhakti Lata Bija and get their fortune, or?
There's nothing coincidence. It is all providential. Just, it is by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kon bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bij. So what happens when the jivas, they become, after traversing all over the world, they become breathless and they say, oh my dear Lord, now we are really tired of this material world, we are breathless, please give us shelter at your lotus feet. Krishna says, now you have gone really on the right path. Now you have come really on the right path. So therefore, if you want to surrender to me, if you want to become fortunate, do what I say. Then he sends to his repentance. So it is not coincidence, it is all arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So those souls, after traveling all over the world, you know, suffering from birth, death, old age and disease, when they come in contact, so just after such great soul, like His Divine Guest A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and those who take it seriously, those who took it seriously, they will definitely be going home back to Godhead. They will definitely go home back to Godhead. So we are very fortunate that we are at the lotus feet of His Divine Guest, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Even if we are not baptized or initiated by Him, we can carry out His order, and we have also a chance that we can become fortunate. We can also make others fortunate. We can go back home back to Godhead.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Any other question? Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
Suruchi now Suruchi.